And it's KVC Arts Now on KVCR, arts and entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming, welcoming once again Ben Jafonik.
Woohoo, David. And may I just say that your voice is radio fabulous.
Radio fabulous. I love that. Rinse, repeat if desired. Now that's shampoo.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay, okay.
I don't have any hair, but I can definitely pretend to rinse.
We're going to be doing a countdown to the video release of A Girl Named Disco. The song was released very recently on Music Mafia Radio. And speaking of which, Ben just hit number one on the Music Mafia charts for Ain't Nothing Wrong.
And I'll tell you, David Fleming, and you can attest to this, that I always thought that song was a sleeper. And you were always like, no, this song's a banger.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, David, you don't know. But guess what? I didn't know. I don't even know where I've been, David.
Oh, you had another song in there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wait. Ha ha. Dun dun. Where's that guy? But yeah, so number one, Ain't Nothing Wrong on Music Mafia Radio. So cool.
This was the last song from Ben's first EP. And it was the second EP before he started contacting Music Mafia Radio and people like that. And so I'm just really so glad that you're getting back to the first EP and putting some of this out there again. So it's just fantastic.
And that's a song I never pushed. So having not used that song as a radio single, it breathed new life into it and the music video for that matter, which was really fun to do.
It's always been one of my favorites and it was just never pushed. It was released 5-6 years ago and then... Okay, moving on.
My grandfather used to tell me, David, you don't know what's good. I don't like tomatoes raw. You don't know what's good. I don't like radishes. You don't know what's good. And you know what, David? I don't know what's good. Apparently you do, and I'm going to believe you from now on.
Well, again, I'm just really glad it's out there. And people can go to, is it just simply musicmafiaradio.com?
.net. So musicmafiaradio.net. And it is insane the quality of independent artists that are getting played on that station. I mean, it's like the best of the best. Also, every style of music, country music, soul music, there's funk and disco-y type music, there's rock and metal. Oh, and then there's the occasional hip-hop nerd. That's pretty much, I fill that whole space.
Well, I mean, we've usually only mentioned Music Mafia Radio through the context of Ben and rap and or hip and or hop. Now, so though we're doing a countdown for the video for A Girl Named Disco, and I have to interrupt myself, when is that video going to be available?
Well, David, I'm glad you asked. If you order now, you can get this spatula set. And the video's gonna drop as soon as this interview is over. And David, it's been certified disco fresh by both John Travolta and the Bee Gees.
That counts. That counts.
It's real.
It's like grease lightning.
It is. It is.
So we're doing this countdown then for A Girl Named Disco, available as soon as this show is over. But this really goes back to Dance Gravy. So this was another collaboration. So let's hear about now who Chris Jones is. That's how we can lead into this.
Awesome. So again, Music Mafia Radio is this station that plays all these different genres of groups. They started playing Benji Fonic, and I met a guy who is the leader of what's called the Chris Jones Band. He's in the Seattle Bay Area, up in the very top of the country, not the Bay Area in San Francisco, but the Seattle Bay. The Puget Sound. And so Chris is up there. I started listening to his music. He heard me, and it was actually Omega Funk 10,000. And he said, oh my word, I want to do a collaboration with this dude. And so he basically wrote the main riff and then the chorus line for Dance Gravy.
Oh, he wrote the chorus, okay.
Yeah, and then he was on tour with Jessica Lynn Whitty as the Redneck Files, which is like a comedy country side project that they do. And they came into town, I had him over for dinner, and he's like, look, this might be weird, but I have this song idea. And he played it for me. And as he's playing it, I start rapping, like just freestyling and rapping.
Just for the hip.
Yeah, they filmed it. And they're like, okay, this is going to be a song. And that's where it started.
Oh, wow. So he didn't have any kind of a title that led you into the lyrics. It just happened.
He was calling it Dance Gravy, but I don't even know if that was one of the lyrics at first. It became one of the lyrics, obviously. But he just had this idea, and he had that cool chorus idea, and it just sparked all of my imagination. And then the cool thing is, he sent me the tracks of him playing bass and guitar and him singing his kind of rap part that he wrote later on, and then he let me produce the whole song. And so I ended up producing and, you know, doing the structure of the song. And then he was doing a side project with Raymond Hayden. And Raymond heard the song and said, oh my gosh, I would love to play like B3 and the Hammond organ and, you know, do some funky stuff in there. And Chris is like, yeah. Well, Raymond, it turns out, is married to Jessica Lynn Whitty. And so Jessica says, oh my gosh, I want to sing backups on this song.
Wow. So it just built and built. It started
it
with Chris.
It was a snowball. Yeah.
Chris and then you and then Raymond and then Jessica, or the other way around on that one.
Yeah.
Is that the entirety of the personnel on Dance Gravy?
Yeah.
Raymond, Jessica, you, and Chris.
Right. And most of the keyboards on that song, not all. I did the bridge and things like that. I did keys for. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, all the drums and then all the digital drums. I did all of that for the song as well. And,
okay.
And just basically orchestration.
Before going on to how Dance Gravy ended up leading quite directly into Girl Named Disco, let's talk about who Raymond Hayden is. Because if you go looking for him, you'll find stuff under his name, but you might entirely miss Grieve the Astronaut.
Yeah, Grieve the Astronaut is a really cool project. So Raymond Hayden plays with a lot of different musicians. He's a great pianist, and he plays keyboards and he plays piano on all these different projects and side projects. But his main project is called Grieve the Astronaut, and it has this kind of ethereal, sometimes Pink Floyd-y sound. It's just really rich, interesting music. And Raymond is the main songwriter, so he writes lyrics and he plays piano. Sometimes he's singing, sometimes they get singers to come in, including Jessica Lynn Whitty sometimes. She sang on a few of their pieces. It's just this really cool, I would say a jam band almost, kind of music. It's just like everybody's on their best, they're doing cool stuff. But he's the main songwriter, and then he pulls in a network of musicians that come and fill everything out.
Gotcha. Okay. And we had this song, Madness, playing in the background, which starts off with this synthesized kind of, it's synthesized orchestration, is kind of how it feels. Really reminds me of Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, yeah. It's called theft, David. No.
But you stole hip-hop.
I did, and I'm not giving it back. We've already talked about that.
He stole synthesizer pieces.
Yes, okay. He did.
Okay. Jessica Lynn Whitty, we heard her doing the background vocals on Dance Gravy. She came in on Girl Named Disco in addition to your vocals. So let's talk about her. They're Seattle people, and why did they say the Seattle sound when they already had Puget Sound? It was already there. It's the Puget Sound.
The Puget Sound would have been dope, but
yeah,
you know what? Maybe it's too much entendre. You can only have so much entendre in your life. And David, I want you to know, I'm wearing black polyester bell bottoms right now because I'm serious about what I do.
And it's only 106.
There's no entendres involved here. It's 104 degrees outside. But that's not what you asked about, David.
Yes,
you
Jessica, she's up in the Seattle area,
yeah,
but she's really a force in the Nashville scene.
That's right. So Jessica Lynn Whitty is primarily known as a country singer and songwriter. She has a publishing deal with a company in Nashville. They fly her out, even though she's from the Seattle area, they fly her out every couple months to do recordings, and she sings on other people's songs as a backup singer or as a duet. She also has a writing partner out there. The song that we're playing, which is Weekend State of Mind, she had a writing partner with that, and that was Rachel Lipsky, who she's done work with before. And they had a 50-50 partnership of writing. She flies to Nashville. They get together in a kitchen and basically start throwing their ideas together. They put the song together. And then they've got like this incredible, you know, Wrecking Crew type group of musicians that just are crazy good. And they send them basically a music and a demo. They learn it in a few hours and then they come in and just nail it.
Mm.
Jessica is a great guitar player as well, so she plays and sings, but to get these incredible musicians to play along with them.
And she crochets and wears wigs at times.
Yeah, that's right. She's what we call a crochist. That's a technical term for a crocheter, and so you might want to look that up, David.
I think I will. I thought that was people who followed Jim Croce.
No, it's real. You should believe me. I always tell the truth, David.
Even when it's a lie.
Even the lies are true.
So the wigs and the crochet, we're going to see that on a video for A Girl Named Disco. And when is that video going to be available?
David,
even?
I heard right after this broadcast. It's going live.
Right after this broadcast. And where can people go for this? Is this going to be at benjaphonic.com, to YouTube?
David, I'm glad you asked.
Well, curious minds want to know.
Because YouTube will definitely have it. If you go to, you know, YouTube/Benjaphonic, you're going to find it. But it'll be on Facebook. We're probably going to be posting chunks on Instagram or the TikTok for the kids.
Oh, the TikTok. Do you tweet? I don't remember if you are a tweeter or not.
I'm a tweeter.
Okay.
And you'll find it there too, David. Everywhere you can find socially mediated things, you're going to find Benjaphonic. Oh, BenjiPhonic.
It's a very logical spelling to it, even though it's not...
It's right.
It's right.
You don't
Let's
know.
Let's just say it's right.
Yeah.
Back now with KVC Arts, I'm David Fleming. Find many past KVC Arts through iTunes, NPR One, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And most past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts.
She was walking in.
On this edition of the program, it's Benjaphonic with us once again as we count down to the release of his next video for his most recent collaboration, A Girl Named Disco, with Jessica Lynn Whitty and Raymond Hayden, which really began as you wrapped up another collaboration, Dance Gravy. Then you got this email from Raymond.
Yeah, what happened was we were all in like a chat on our phones, what we were calling the Gravy team, which was Chris Jones, Raymond Hayden, Jessica Lynn Whitty, and myself.
The gravy boat.
We were swimming in the gravy, baby. And Raymond, as soon as we had released the song, Raymond said, hey, I got this new keyboard and I was going through all the patches and I came up with this chord progression with all these different cool things and I recorded this little demo and I'm just going to throw it out there. So he put it in the chat and immediately I glommed onto it and I was like, oh my gosh. Everybody in the club's been falling in love with disco, disco. He didn't say anything about disco. I just heard disco in my bones. Maybe it was from that Studio 54 time when my mom left
that
me
again.
There.
Yeah.
But regardless, I recorded a quick little thing on my phone with that playing and sent it back to them. And Jessica and Raymond jumped on it. They were like, oh my gosh, are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Is this the next song? And Chris was like, oh my gosh, I'm in the studio with the Chris Jones band right now. I can't jump into this right now. I just don't have the time. But he's like, hey, go for it. Do whatever you guys are going to do. And so the three of us then kind of broke off and we started the disco team.
So he sent you the keyboard part, the intro
to
the song.
It was kind of just the very beginning, and I think the solo, that's kind of all the song was. It wasn't as fleshed out. He did release it as this little digital thing that was like a separate piece, but he knew that he wanted it to be bigger and more and something different.
So then did you guys start off with that pumped up, hyped up part that everybody in the club tonight?
Yeah.
Or did you start off as the song starts off, that quiet, she's walking through the park, but nobody knows her name?
No, it was more hype.
Okay, you really jumped in.
I was like, let's go. Let's go. And actually the next part that I wrote and I sent them, I think it was again that first day, was I feel disco in my head, in my hips, in my heart.
I feel disco.
And so I was just thinking of all the hype, the hooks and the chorus lines and all that, which with Benji Phonic, I usually try to focus on a hook first, like whatever it is that I'm going to have my, as my refrain, as what I'm returning to. And then I start doing nuts and bolts. But once they gave me the green light, then the first actual verse I wrote was the soft one, which is what you were talking about. She was walking in the park, but no one knows her name. I also wanted to sing. I wanted to really tap into my sensitive self, David. And I think I did.
A little less rappy, a little less hippie or hoppy.
Yeah, and a little more sensitive. I touched my inner disco, and I liked it, David. Can we say that on the radio?
We'll find out.
Oh.
We'll find out. Ben got sensitive and wrote out A Girl Named Disco. Now, this is a fun one. So we got the keyboards. You did that hyped up chorus section and then came back for how to get to that hyped up chorus section.
Right.
The drums later, you had this dubstep kind of thing that you mentioned. That was added like way, way later.
Yeah. So basically, Raymond sent me tracks, which were his original keyboards. There was like a little skeletal drum beat, which you hear at the very beginning of the song. And I wanted to kind of give a nod to this is where it started. So the song kind of starts and you hear the like this little drum beat and what he had kind of created. But then I went absolutely nuts. And Raymond, much like Chris did with Dance Gravy, Raymond said, I want you to produce the song, go wild. And I went buck wild. So I recorded a full drum kit. I did all the bass guitar, which was so much fun. Then I did a deep dive into Nile Rodgers and Chic and then the Bee Gees.
Oh, right. Oh, wow.
And I learned the chording for a lot of the old disco music. So the guitar that I'm playing, I actually did research to try and figure that out, including the drum beat, like where the hi-hat accents are and all that stuff. And then I basically put a full structure to the song, and I created these parts where it says more and more and more and more a note. I'm only singing a note because I'm not really that good with harmonies, it turns out. And so this is true with other Benji Phonic. All the harmonies come from like the Human Wrecking Crew. So it's like Janae and Evan are bringing the harmonies. But I knew Jessica Lynn Whitty is like a harmony animal. And so I wrote the part thinking, hey, and I told her, Jessica, I want like mega harmonies on this. And she delivered. But then I realized I had too much instrumentation. So I told them, hey, guys, I'm going to do something curveball-y and slap me if I'm wrong. And so I took all the music out, put in this dubstep type beat, and then just did vocals with all these harmonies. And I thought it was glorious. I sent it back to them. They're like, yes!
At one point, it felt like this could have been the kind of thing where maybe the lyrics and the music were built at the same time. At one point, it was just, you know, just sort of a placeholder. Right. But then as you developed one thing, you took other things out and developed other things at the same time.
Yeah, by the time I sent them what I would consider a comprehensive demo, which was only a couple weeks after Raymond sent me the tracks, I went nuts fast. And when I sent him that first demo, I had the first verse, I had the refrain of Bump Thump, her heart was pounding to the rhythm in the club next door. And then the non-harmonic refrain where I was hoping Jessica was going to fill it out. And the hooks. And then I think that I had one of the two raps written. In fact, I had the rap that's in the middle of the song, that's in what we call the bridge. Then I was like, I need to outdo that rap. And that's when I came up with the Mount Olympus, Shangri-La, heaven above, it's Mardi Gras. So disco is this art form that was loved, then it was hated, and then, you know, it was loved again. And Cause from Music Mafia Radio, like when he was younger, he's like, we hated disco. It was the antithesis of rock. And, But then when you listen to it when you're older, you're like, okay, this is incredibly catchy. It's really good music. You know, yeah, everyone was doing it, but I mean, the musicianship and the grooves, and I mean, we all love it. You know, who doesn't love, we are family. You know, we all love it. Staying alive. It makes me, my butt's moving right now, David.
It is. It's good. This is radio.
That's, yeah, that's true.
And, it, and his I'll butt tell is you, moving.
These pants, they accentuate it. I'm just saying.
That's just it. We loved polyester, then we hated it, and now we love it again.
Yeah, that's right, but not in 104 degrees.
No, that's true. That's true. So the video is coming up rather soon, and this is the video for, what is that band?
It's called A Girl Named Disco.
As a matter of fact,
it's about the very birth of disco itself.
Wow.
Yeah, it's real.
We're talking about people having fun. Everybody's getting down, dancing in the club tonight. They're falling in love with disco.
Yeah.
But it's a girl named Disco.
It is, because, David, if I think about the pantheon of the Greek gods, which I often do.
From disco to the pantheon of the Greek gods.
Yeah, because there's a direct causal connection, and it's science. And so I think about the embodiment of things like Bacchus, who embodies like wine. That's actually, isn't Bacchus Roman? And not
Dionysus
Greek?
Would be the Greek, yeah. Bacchus is the Roman.
It's the same thing. He's the same guy. He just changed his name for the Romans. I get it. It's a new style. So anyway, I think disco was embodied by a goddess. And so, you know, that's what this song is about. It's about that embodiment coming among us, David, and getting funky and getting down.
Wow. Somewhere, someday, when you do a video for Future Wife, this is going to overlap, because that same guy looking for Future Wife is going to be stumbling in the background while a girl named Disco is dancing in the foreground.
You always give me
Easter
the best
eggs.
Ideas. Yes. Excellent. And okay. As I told you before, I will listen now. You know, I didn't listen with Ain't Nothing Wrong. I'm listening now. You are a golden man with a golden tongue.
I don't know if I can go anywhere with that.
Yeah, you can't.
I'd better not.
Yeah.
The man with the golden thumb.
That's okay. Another song.
Shirley Bassey?
No, it's
okay.
Mine.
Okay, it was you first.
Yeah.
New signature moves. We're going to see some of this with your incredible dancing in the hip and or the hop.
That's true. You know, it turns out Raymond Hayden taught me everything I ever knew about disco. He told me this recently when we were, you know, in the forum at Music Mafia Radio. I didn't know, but I learned it from him. And he is featured throughout the video doing some pretty great moves. He also has a unicorn head.
I forgot.
Yeah, that's right. He's wearing, and I think it actually channels disco power through the horn. It's incredible.
You're just going to have to wait and see it, but you won't have to wait long, actually, because it's time. A Girl Named Disco, up in just a few moments. The song itself, people may have been listening to it already, but now there's a video for it. It takes you back to the days of Tron. And I don't mean a high-tech fanciness. I'm talking about the old one, the first Tron.
Yeah.
The video, less involved Tron.
The video was definitely inspired by 1980s video game graphics.
Yeah, that's it, all right.
Well, late 70s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of those video games came out in the 70s, and Tron was a great. So put that in your brain. Put that in the brain pan when you watch this. And again, you can watch it at youtube.com/BenjiPhonic, my website at BenjiPhonic.com, BenjiPhonik. Any of the social media sites are at BenjiPhonic, because again, the domain was free, so that's my name.
Okay, so we'll do the countdown in just a second because we're that close. In the meantime, well, beyond thanking, of course, Mr. Benjiphonic.
And David, thank you, because you are a super champion and, might I say, the golden voice of disco himself, David Fleming. Thank you so much for having me on the KVC Art Show.
Anytime, anytime. Now, before we get to the countdown, here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Zach Mays, Sandy Hodela, and Shireen Awad. Many past KVCRs can be found through iTunes, NPR One, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and most past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts. Be sure to check out our calendar of events in the region at kvcrnews.org/calendar. I'm David Fleming, with thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. And now, we're just moments away from the new video from Benjiphonic, available at the end of this edition of KVC Arts. Ben, shall we count it off?
Yeah.
5 seconds?
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Girl Named Disco.
Won't you dance with me?